To help address racism at Saline area schools, the district wrapped up a series of listening sessions Wednesday night. So we decided to attend to find out what happens next.
You have to be able to admit that it actually exists.
Because parents say that before Saline area schools can move forward with addressing race issues, the district first has to admit that racism is a problem at their schools. About 100 people attended a community conversation at Harvest Elementary that centered around diversity, equity, and inclusion. The meeting was the fifth listening session the district held after some of their students made racist comments on social media against African Americans in January. Scott Graydon is the district superintendent.
There's no doubt that I think we were moving forward in terms of conversations around race, but ultimately the sense of urgency that we feel around this issue has grown exponentially. And I think I credit the families that are of color, and particularly in our community, that have come forward and shared their stories and really put us in a position of understanding and learning and allowed us to really grow as a community.
Those who attended the meeting were split up into groups of 20 so they could have more of an intimate discussion on how the district should go about addressing racism. The groups then gathered again as a whole to share their ideas. Parent Chris Bowles said he contacted the district in mid-February when his son in first grade mentioned they didn't discuss Black History Month in his class.
If you're not talking about it at all and it's Black History Month, are you going to be talking about this in October or April? So sometimes racism is just silence.
Parent Shannon Washington shared her ideas on how to address racism at the district.
Really looking at curriculum, looking at training their teachers, and not just the classroom teachers, but training all adults. And training is not a solution, but it really is about raising awareness in the adults for looking at like what the kids have to deal with. And so it's you can't train away racism or bias or hatred, but you can raise awareness so that adults use their skill set to intervene and interrupt.
Parent Tiffany Alexander also attended the listening session because she says the district needs to hear from as many people in the community as possible on the issue of race. She believes it's something that will need further attention throughout the year and not just during community meetings.
They need a diversity coach. They need mandatory diversity training. They need representative books, affirming speech, celebrations. They need to employ more diverse staff members. The diversity training needs to be mandatory for everybody, who are teachers to bus drivers.
Superintendent Scott Graydon explains what Saline area schools will do with the feedback that's been gathered during the last five listening sessions.
The plan for us really is to bring it all together and start to develop and understand what are there themes that emerge, and of those themes, how do we develop a process for prioritizing the themes that emerge as far as what's next for Saline. Now, there's a lot of work to be done, and hopefully it aligns in a way that's manageable.
Who's going to work on that process?
Well, the process of developing the themes is something where we use our DEI committee. We have a diversity, equity, and inclusion committee that's been around for a little over a year. It represents a broad cross-section of our community involving parents and students and staff. They will be involved in that process. Administration will be involved.
If you didn't get a chance to attend one of the five listening sessions that were hosted by Saline Area Schools, you can always contact the district directly to provide your feedback. The district hopes to announce its next steps on addressing racism sometime in April. Jorge Avellan, WEMU News.